Good morning. The system from the weekend finally departing off into the Canadian Maritimes, but only a slight window of dry weather before the next system moves in from the south. We'll have glimmers of sunshine across parts of the area this morning before clouds tend to increase and thicken today out in advance of that system as the rain shield moves toward us from central Pennsylvania. The low pressure center itself is in the Tennessee Valley and will stall out to our southwest in the Ohio Valley today. Still, though, bouts of energy will ride to the north and into our region over the next few days, keeping the weather unsettled. Along with these bursts of energy, we'll have milder and more tropical air, only increasing the chances for scattered showers and some thunderstorms. So later today, scattered showers, highs near 70, mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, 58. And it looks like we'll continue to see scattered showers and thunderstorms around for the day tomorrow, although highs will reach well up into the 70s. The last of these waves of energy will pass through on Thursday with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, highs staying in the 70s before we dry things out late in the day. This will set us up for a good-looking Friday with a mix of sun and clouds still on the mild side in the lower 70s, but a more powerful front will approach from the west by Friday evening. Behind this front for the upcoming three-day weekend, it will turn decidedly cooler with highs only in the lower 60s Saturday and Sunday and staying in the 50s on Columbus Day. Over the course of the weekend, additional waves of low pressure will pass by, reinforcing the cooler air and bringing us the chances for scattered showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across central and southern Ohio, eastern Kentucky, western West Virginia, and far southwestern Virginia. Southerly winds will transport moisture northward along the warm sector today, and surface heating will occur within a mid-level dry slot to the east and northeast of a weakening surface cyclone. Despite weakening southerly low-level winds, strengthening mid-level winds will result in strong deep-layer shear for organized storms, including supercells. Given these conditions, a tornado threat cannot be ruled out, and damaging winds will be a severe weather threat as well with the more robust storms. And Nadine is a tropical storm again and continues to meander in the eastern Atlantic Ocean for the 21st day. Nadine is located about 665 miles west-southwest of the Azores with 65-mile-per-hour winds. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Hawarden, United Kingdom at 3:20 a.m. this morning. The last report of hail was at Magadan, Russia at 12 a.m. last night. There was one daily record high set across the U.S. yesterday. Tamarack Wildlife Refuge in Utah was 84 degrees, and this breaks the old record set in 1992 by 1 degree. There were no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 85 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 55 degrees, the dew point 52, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, 75, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 64 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 58, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, so still zero for the month and 28.67 inches for the year. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. That's also the total for the month and 135 so far for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 85, set in 1927. And the record low, 30 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:34 p.m. 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with the chance of showers by evening and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with a chance of showers by evening and highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs near 70. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with a chance of showers by evening and highs near 70. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, mild in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Thursday in the lower to mid-70s. Partly sunny on Friday, lower 70s, and a chance of showers Saturday and Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 60s. And for Columbus Day, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.